الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، الحمد لله. We had completed this morning by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, reading what the author had mentioned with regards to al-Iman billah, the masail, the questions and answers with regards to believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen that many of the last questions and answers that he mentioned, these issues that he touched on, rahimahullah, they're related to understanding the beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before continuing reading what the author he mentioned, I have collected a number of benefits from different sources with regards to this affair, and I have entitled it Manhaj al-Salaf al-Salih fi Ithbat al-Sifat, and the paper is available in the channel, the Telegram channel, Manhaj al-Salaf al-Salih fi Ithbat al-Sifat, the methodology of the pious predecessors in affirming the attributes, and affirming the attributes. So now we're going to discuss a number of texts from the Quran and the Sunnah establishing these affairs, and likewise statements from the scholars and imams of the Ummah, as well of how they understood these texts and the principles that they abide by. And the principles that they abide by and that they established in this affair. So we read, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تصدق بعدر تمرة من كسب طيب ولا يقبل الله إلا الطيب وإن الله يتقبلها بيمينه ثم يربيها لصاحبه كما يربي أحدكم فلوة حتى تكون مثل الجبل متفق عليه. The author actually he used this narration here as an evidence for some of the issues that have preceded. So it's narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. It's been narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever gives in charity the equivalent of a date from lawful earnings, and Allah, he only accepts that which is pure, and that which is lawful and good, and Allah accepts it in his right hand. This is the shahid. يَتَقَبَّلُهَا بِيَمِينِهِ, and Allah, he accepts it in his right hand. And then he nurtures it for its owner, just as one of you raises his foal, yani the small horse, the colt, until it becomes like a mount. Yani Allah, he will accept that, and he will increase it for those who are sincere. They give charity from the lawful wealth that they have earned. Allah, he accepts it in his right hand. And then he raises it. And then he cultivates it, and he causes it to grow and to increase. Causes it to grow and increase, to become better and more plentiful and beneficial for the believer. So this narration likewise is narrated by At-Tirmidhi. This is what we're looking for here. For the benefit that At-Tirmidhi from his methodology, At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, from his methodology and his jami', is that he will mention great commentary benefits after the narrations. Sometimes with regards to the chain of narrators, other times with regards to Mustalah Hadith and verifying whether the narration is authentic or not authentic, or its level and status, whether it's Sahih or Hassan and Sahih or Hassan and Gharib. He uses these terminologies a lot, as well as he will mention and refer to other narrations by other companions in the same light or on the same topic, the same issue discussed, and he referring to the fact that there are other narrations in this chapter with regards to the same issue that's discussed in this particular narration. Also, he will mention the madhahib of the imams. Also, he will mention the madhahib of the imams and their positions with regards to applying the narrations and how they understood them, and even differences of opinion. And al-Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, he died in the year 279. From his greatest teacher is al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala. Even Bukhari, he said about al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, that inni istafadtu minka akthar mimma istafadta minni, that I benefited from you more than you benefited from me. And al-Bukhari, he's a shaykh, and al-Tirmidhi, he's a student. But al-Tirmidhi, he would ask him often questions and details about narrators and about chains and about a hadith and the likes like this until he benefited himself, al-Bukhari, in a great manner from his student by researching and reviewing and going over knowledge with him in this matter because he was so diligent to learn, asking him questions about these affairs on a constant basis. So in any case, this is found now. We're moving on. وَرَوَاهُ تِرْمِذِي وَرَوَاهُ تِرْمِذِي meaning that this is in Jami' Tirmidhi, which is from Al-Kutub Al-Sitta. It's from the six main books of Hadith. So you will find this narration in the commentary that we're going to read, inshallah, in the six, in one of the six main books of Hadith. Meaning that this is something that is very old. Very old. And whenever Tirmidhi, he narrates on the previous scholars, he narrates on those before him. And he died in 279. He died in 279. So he's from the Salaf al-Salih. He's from the Salaf al-Salih. And those who he's narrating on and referring to in the previous scholars, they're from the Salaf al-Salih. And this is, in reality, a tremendous benefit. Insha'Allah ta'ala. So we read, وَرَوَاهُ تِرْمِذِي in the same narration. And أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولفظه in this wording is إن الله يقبل الصدقة ويأخذها بيمينه. Indeed, Allah, he accepts the charity. And he takes it with his right hand. And he takes it with his right hand. فَيُرَبِّيهَا لِأَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يُرَبِّي أَحَدُكُمْ مُهْرَةً كَمَا يُرَبِّي أَحَدُكُمْ مُهْرَةً حَتَّى إِنَّ لُقْمَةً لَتَصِيرُ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ وَتَصْدِيقُ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَتَصْدِيقُ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةً عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَأْخُذُ صَدَقَاتٍ وَيَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ قال الترمذي هذا حديث حسن صحيح هذا حديث حسن صحيح. So the narration it reads, the translation, indeed Allah accepts charity and takes it with his right hand. Then he nurtures it for one of you, just as one of you raises his colt until one morsel becomes like the mountain of Uhud. Any one morsel of food that you give in charity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, from wealth that is lawful. Allah, he takes it in his right hand and he raises it for one of you until it will be the size of Mount Uhud. And Mount Uhud stretches kilometers. It's a vast mountain, very tall, and likewise very, very, very lengthy. And very long, very long. Mount Uhud is a huge mountain. It's not just a little mountain. No, it's a large, several kilometers long. So this is the case here, that the charity that is sincerely for the sake of Allah, from the wealth that is lawful, wholesome, and good, Allah accepts it in his right hand. And then he increases it for the believer in this manner, even to the extent that a morsel of food, it will grow. Allah will cause it to grow and grow until this becomes the likes of Mount Uhud. And the confirmation of this, the narration continues, and the confirmation of this is in the book of Allah, the Mighty and Sublime. In the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he accepts repentance from his slaves and takes the charity. And in the statement of Allah, Allah will destroy the riba, usury, and will give increase for the sadaqah, nurture and raise and give increase for the sadaqah, the deeds of charity. At Tirmidhi, he said this narration is hasan al sahih. Yani we know that it before. The narration before that, the wording, was muttafaqun alayhi. So this narration here is of peak of authenticity. What we want from the narration of Tirmidhi now to see the commentary that he has, and then some of it summarized. There's more than what we mentioned. We summarize the point that we need. Qala Tirmidhi rahimahullah aqiba al hadith. Tirmidhi, he mentioned after this narration. وقد, and he mentioned a number of things, and from them he says, رحمه الله, وقد قال غير واحد من أهل العلم في هذا الحديث وما يشبهه من الروايات في, من الصفات من الروايات من الروايات في الصفات من الروايات في الصفات ونزول الرب تبارك وتعالى كل ليلة إلى السماء الدنيا. He said, more than one of the people of knowledge has said regarding this hadith and what resembles it from the narrations about the attributes and about the descent of the Lord, blessed and most high, every night to the lowest heavens. He's narrating, Tirmidhi rahimahullah, he's narrating on the scholars before him. Yani from the Salaf al-Salih. From the Salaf al-Salih. From the scholars of Hadith. قَالُوا قَدْ تَثْبُتُ يعني قَدْ ثَبَتَتْ الرِّوَايَاتُ فِي هَذَا وَيُؤْمَنُ بِهَا وَلَا يُتَوَهَّمُ وَلَا يُقَالُ كَيْفُ وَلَا يُتَوَهَّمُ وَلَا يُقَالُ كَيْفُ. They said the narrations regarding this, regarding this, meaning the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, are established. These narrations have reached us authentically from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one believes in them. And meaning one must believe in them. And it is not to be imagined how. It is not to be imagined how, nor to say how. How? Don't try to imagine in your mind how the attributes are, and you don't ask how the attributes are. He said, Rahimahullah, Hakada ruwiya an Malikin. Like this has been narrated from Malik. We took the narration in the class. The author, Rahimahullah, he referred to this affair. We discussed the issue of Malik when the man, he asked, Kayfa dis siwa? Kayfa dis siwa? How did Allah rise above the throne? And we know the answer, and we've seen the details with regards to that. So Tirmidhi, likewise, he's transmitting this. He says, وَهَكَدَ رُوِيَ عَنْ مَالِكَ وَالسُّفْيَانِ وَالسُّفْيَانِ بْنُ عُيَيْنَةَ وَعَبْدَ اللَّهِ بْنُ مُبَارَكَ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا فِي هَذِهِ الْأَحَادِيثِ أَنُ الرُّوحَ بِلَا كَيْفِ. This has been narrated from Malik. He died in 179. Sufyan, yani al-Thawri, he died in 161. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he died in 198. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he died in 181. The best of the Salaf al-Salih. From the best of the Salaf al-Salih, the Atba' al-Tabi'een, from the best of them. From the best of them. They said, regarding these narrations, let them pass. And he meaning affirm them as they have come without asking how. Without asking how. I mean, ruha bila kayf. And we know what al-Imra means. And he let them pass and he believe in them. Asbiduha bila kayf. You affirm them, meaning on the apparent meaning that we understand from the Arabic language, without resembling them to the creation whatsoever. Without resembling them to the creation whatsoever, without asking how, and without denying them likewise, and without misinterpreting. هكذا قول أهل العلم من أهل السنة والجماعة. And this is the position of the scholars among Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. We pay attention here because people that use this term until this day saying that they're from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, but they do not follow this position. They do not follow this way. This is from the foundation of the deen. So therefore they can claim what they claim. But until they follow the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, until they follow the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, the Atba' Tabi'een, in the fundamentals of the religion, the way they follow in the subsidiary issues, they're not going to be from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. They will never be from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. The people who deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they're not from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, no matter who claims or what they say. The Asha'ira are not from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Maturidiyah are not from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Anyone that negates the attributes, they're called Jahmiyyah. And the Jahmiyyah are not from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the head of them is Sahaba, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali radiallahu anhum, and the rest of the Sahaba. And then the Tabi'een, the Atba' Tabi'een, all the way until the era that we're discussing now. Atba' Tabi'een, the era of the Imams of the six books of Hadith. From them, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah ta'ala. هكذا قول أهل العلم من أهل السنة والجماعة. And this is the position of the scholars among أهل السنة والجماعة. وأما الجهمية فأنكرت هذه الروايات. وأما الجهمية فأنكرت هذه الروايات أن قالوا هذا التشبيه. As for the Jahmiyyah, they denied these narrations. They said, this is tashbih. This is resembling Allah to the creation. If you affirm what Allah mentioned for himself, that's called tashbih with the Jahmiyyah. They say, no, you're likening Allah to the creation. But Allah, he said that about himself. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that about himself. وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِعٍ مِنْ كِتَابِهِ الْيَدَ وَالسَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ فتأولت الجهمية هذه الآيات ففسروها على غير ما فسر أهل العلم وقالوا إن الله لم يخلق آدم بيده وقالوا إن معنى اليد ها هنا القوة. And Allah, the mighty and sublime, has mentioned in his book in more than one place the hand, hearing and seeing. However, the Jahmiyyah, they interpreted these ayat differently than the scholars explained them, and differently than the scholars of the Salaf and the Imams of Hadith. And they claimed Allah did not create Adam with his hands. And they claimed that the meaning of hand is power. The meaning of hand is power. It's power. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. And we know whenever Adam, whenever Musa, he's debating with Adam. And he comes to him, he says, أَنْتَ آدَمْ أَلَذِي خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ أَنْتَ آدَمْ أَلَذِي خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ. Are you Adam, the one whom Allah created with his hands? And then Allah, he mentioned similar like that in his book, addressing Iblis. لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُودَ لِمَا خَلَقَتُ بِيَدَيْهِ. What prohibited you from prostrating before the one I created with my hands, my two hands? So what virtue will Adam have over the rest of the creation if the hands means power? Because Allah, he created all of the creation with his power. Allah, he created all of the creation with his power. So there's no virtue for the creation of Adam, the hands of Allah, except if he was created by the hands of Allah, the real hands. You understand that? So whenever they say hands means power, but Allah, he is giving Adam a virtue over the rest of the creation from the fact that he was created by the hands of Allah. But if hands means power, then the entire creation is created by the power of Allah. So there's no specific virtue here. Do you understand that? So that's even from an aspect of clarifying the falsehood of what they claim. Yani they misinterpret the text. They call it ta'wil, and they want to claim that it's tafsir, but the reality of it is that it's tahrif, distortion, distorting the meaning. Like the Jews, yuharifuna al-kalima and mawadi'i. Just like the Jews, they're their predecessors, not the pious predecessors. Qala Ishaq. Qala Ishaq ibn Ibrahim. He says, Waqala Ishaq ibn Ibrahim. This man here, his name is Ibn Rahuya. He's known as Ibn Rahuya. He's a great scholar from the companions of Imam Ahmed, from the greatest scholars of hadith likewise. إِنَّمَا يَكُونُ التَّشْبِيهِ إِذَا قَالَ يَدٌ كَيَدْ أَوْ مِثْلُ يَدْ أَوْ سَمْعٌ كَسَمْعٍ أَوْ مِثْلُ سَمْعٍ فَإِذَا قَالَ سَمْعٌ كَسَمْعٍ أَوْ مِثْلُ سَمْعٍ فَهَذَا التَّشْبِيهِ. إسحاق بن إبراهيم ابن راهوية رحمه الله, he died in the 238. He said tashbih, making resemblance to Allah, only occurs when one says a hand like a hand, or similar to a hand, or hearing like hearing, or similar to hearing. If he says that the hearing of Allah is like the hearing of this and that, or similar to the hearing of this and that, then now this is tashbih. This is tashbih. Now he's making a resemblance. وَأَمَّا إِذَا قَالَ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَدٌ وَسَمْعٌ وَبَصَرٌ وَلَا يَقُولُ كَيْفٌ وَلَا يَقُولُ مِثْلُ سَمْعٍ وَلَا كَسَمْعٍ فَهَذَا لَا يَكُونُ تَشْبِهًا وَهُوَ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. But if he says, as Allah the Most High said, hand, hearing, and seeing, and does not say how, and he does not say like hearing or similar to hearing, then this is not tashbih. So Allah, he says he has a hand, so we say he has a hand. Allah, he says that he has hearing, so we say that he has hearing. Allah, he says that he has knowledge, we say that he has knowledge. Allah, he says that he has life, we say that he has life. Allah, he says he has mercy, we say that he has mercy. And if you say that he has mercy in the manner befitting his majesty, and you don't ask how or resemble it to the creation, this is not tashbih. This is following the Quran and Sunnah, because that's what the Quran and Sunnah clarify. Wallah. So we'll not be disturbed or misled by the doubts of the deviant. He says, Rahimahullah, just as Allah the Most High said in his book, Laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. There's nothing like unto him, and he is the all-hearer, the all-seer. And he is the all-hearer, the all-seer. So from the great scholars of our era who have explained Jami' al-Tirmidhi, or a portion of it, he didn't finish before he died, rahimahullah, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Adi ibn Adam al-Ethiopia, rahimahullah ta'ala. And he has a long commentary on this, and in that commentary, yani in his explanation of this narration, and likewise his explanation and commentary on the ta'liqat of al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned a number of transmissions. He mentions a number of benefits, and likewise a number of different transmissions from different sources, and I summarize some of them, so we read. He said, وَقَدْ نَقَلَ الشَّيْخُ مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ عَلِي بْنُ آدَمِ الْإِثْيَوْبِيِّ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ نُقُولًا عَظِيمًا عَنِ الْعِمَّةِ فِي شَرْحِهِ عَلَى جَامِعِ الترمذي. فَمِنْ ذَلِكَ الشَّيْخُ مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ عَلِي بْنُ آدَمْ mentioned tremendous transmissions from the Imams in this explanation of Jami' al-Tirmidhi. Among them, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تحاجت الجنة والنار فقالت النار أوثرت بالمتكبرين والمتجبرين فقالت الجنة فما لي لا يدخلني إلا ضعفاء الناس ما لي لا يدخلني إلا ضعفاء الناس وسقطهم وغرتهم وسقطهم وغرتهم. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, paradise and the hellfire, they disputed amongst each other. The hellfire, it said, I have been given preference with the arrogant and the tyrants. And the paradise said, why is it only that the weak and humble and the downtrodden among the people will enter me? قال الله للجنة. Allah, he said to the Jannah, إِنَّمَا أَنْتِ رَحْمَتِي أَرْحَمُ بِكِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي. And Allah, he says to Jannah, Allah, he said to Jannah, that you are my mercy. I show mercy to whom I will, from my slaves, from you, or by way of you. وقال للنار. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi وسلم, he said to the fire, وقال النار. Then Allah, he said to the fire, إِنَّمَا أَنْتِ عَذَابِي أُعَذِّبُ بِكِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي وَلِكُلٍ مِنْكُمَا مِلْءُهَا. So Allah said to the paradise, you are my mercy, through you I show mercy to whom I will from my slaves. And he said to the hellfire, you are my punishment, Through you I will punish whom I will from my slaves, and each of you shall be having, and each of you shall have its full. And each of you shall have its full. فَأَمَا النَّارُ فَلَا تَمْتَلِئُ حَتَّى يَضَعَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا رِجْلَهُ فَتَقُولُ قَطْ قَطْ فَهُنَالِكَ تَمْتَلِئُ وَيُزْوَى بَعْضُهَا لَبَعْضٍ وَلَا يَظْلِمُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ أَحَدًا. As for the hellfire, it will not be filled until Allah places His foot in it. Then it will say, enough, enough. And at that point, it will be full. And its parts will draw together, and Allah will not wrong any of His creation. وَأَمَّا الْجَنَّةِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُنْشِئُ لَهَا خَلْقًا هَذَا حَدِيثٌ مُتَّفِقٌ عَلَى صِحَتِهِ. As for the paradise, Allah will create for it additional creation to fill it. And it will not be filled. And Allah will create another creation, more creation to fill it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this narration is مُتَّفِقٌ عَلَيْهِ. وَقَالَ الْبَغَوِي فِي شَرْحِ السُّنَّةِ قَوْلُهُ قَطْ قَطْ يعني حسب. In the statement, قَطْ قَطْ يعني الْبَغَوِي رَحِمَهَ اللَّهُ, he died in the year 516, from the great scholars of hadith and the great scholars of a tafsir. He has a well-known tafsir, and likewise he has a well-known collection of narrations. He narrates with chain and also explained those narrations in a great work. It's called Sharh As-Sunnah. It's about 16 volumes. Sharh As-Sunnah, the Baghawi. His tafsir is well-known, but this likewise is a well-known work with the students of knowledge and the scholars. So the Hellfire says, Qat, Qat, yani enough, enough. He says, وَقَوْلُهُ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ رَحْمِتِي. And the statement of the Prophet mentioning what Allah, he said that to the Jannah, that you are only my mercy. سَمَّ الْجَنَّةَ رَحْمَةً لِأَنَّ بِهَا تَظْهَرُ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَلْقِهِ كَمَا قَالَ أَرْحَمُ بِهِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ. And in his statement, you are my mercy, he named paradise mercy because through it, Allah's mercy is manifested upon his creation. As he said, through you, I show mercy to whom I will. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His attributes is mercy. And likewise, the effects of those attributes are seen in the creation. The effects of that mercy, you see them in the creation. You see them in the creation. Allah, He is the most merciful, and likewise, He brings mercy to the creation. So the attribute of Allah azza wa jalla, of mercy, no doubt, this is not created. This is from the attributes of Allah. But there is mercy that Allah created, and it's in the creation. And He bestows it on whom He wills. Even the animals, they show mercy to their young. Even the animals, they show mercy to their young. You understand that? So this is the case. In Abaqo, he says, وَإِلَّا فَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ صِفَاتِهِ أَلَّتِ لَمْ يَزَلْ بِهَا مَوْصُوفًا لَيْسَ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى صِفَةٌ حَادِثَةٌ وَلَا اسْمٌ حَادِثٌ فَهُوَ قَدِيمٌ بِجَمِيعِ أَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ وَتَقَدَّسَتْ أَسْمَاؤُهُ. Otherwise, the mercy of Allah is from His attributes. It's from His attributes with which He has always been described. He's always the most merciful. He's always the most kind. He's always Allah. He's always Ar-Rahman. He's always Ar-Rahim. He's always Al-Khalaq. He's always Al-Khaliq. He's always Ar-Razik, Ar-Razzaq. Always. He doesn't have a new name. He didn't learn a new trait. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. No, He's Allah. Always. Al-Awwal, Alladhi Laysa Qablahu Shay, Al-Akhir, Alladhi Laysa Ba'dahu Shay. You understand that? He's always Allah with all of His most beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection. So this is what he's saying. Otherwise, the mercy of Allah is from His attributes with which He has always been described. Allah the Exalted does not have any new attribute nor any new name. He is eternal with all His names and attributes. And absolute. Exalted is His majesty and sacred are His names. قُلْتُ يعني قُلْتُ وَالْقَدَمْ والرجل المذكوران في هذا الحديث من صفات الله سبحانه وتعالى المنزه عن التكييف والتشبيه. I say the foot and the قدم or the رجل. In some wordings of the narration, it's mentioned the قدم. In other wordings, it's mentioned the رجل. They have similar meaning. The foot or the foot, يعني the قدم or the رجل, that is mentioned in this narration are among the attributes of Allah, the High and Exalted, free from تكييف. What does that mean? Asking how. Or imagining how, and free from tashbih, likening them to the creation. وَكَذَلِكَ كُلُّ مَا جَاءَ مِنْ هَذَا الْقَبِيلِ مِنْ الْكِتَابِ أَوْ السُّنَّةِ كَالْيَدِ وَالْإِصْبَعِ وَالْعَيْنِ وَالْمَجِيءِ وَالْإِتْيَانِ. And likewise, everything that has come of this kind in the Quran, in this mention, these texts, in the Quran or the Sunnah, such as the hand, the finger, the eye, the coming, and the arrival. فَالْإِيمَانُ بِهَا فَرْضٌ وَالْإِمْتِنَاءُ عَنِ الْخَوْضِ فِيهَا وَاجِبٌ. So believing in them is an obligation, just like who said? Al-Imam Malik. Al-Imanu biha wajib. Wa su'alu anha bid'ah. Believing them is an obligation, and refraining from delving into them with false interpretation or trying to imagine how is obligatory. Refraining from that is an obligation. فالمهتدي من سلك فيها طريق التسليم والخائض فيها زائغ والمنكر معطل والمكيف مشبه. The guided one is he who takes the path of submission regarding them, accepting them as they have come. The one who speculates about them is deviating. The denier is a negator, the mu'attil, and the one who seeks to define how, he is a mushabbih. He is a mushabbih. تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يَقُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah is far above what the wrongdoers they say about him, exalting greatly. There is nothing like unto him, and he is the all-hearer, the all-seer. He is the all-hearer, the all-seer. This is the end of the transmission of Al-Baghawi. You see how all of them, and all of them, they mentioned him, the previous portion, it ended with the same verse. Who was referring to that verse as an evidence for his position? Ishaq ibn Ibrahim ibn Rahoya. He died in 238. He's from the companions of Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah. From the companion, he's a peer with Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah ta'ala. And then we have Al-Baghawi. He died in 516. He's on the same way, on the same path, understanding the same verse in the same light, in the same way. As-sirat al-mustaqim is one path. وَقَالَ الذَّهَبِي الذَّهَبِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ He died in 748. رَحِمَهُ فِي كِتَابِ الْعُلُو لِلْعَلِي الْغَفَارِ. He mentioned in his book, الْعُلُو لِلْعَلِي الْغَفَارِ. An amazing book about the ulu of Allah Azza wa Jal that we have been studying in our previous classes, of a large book. Sheikh Al-Albani رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ اختصره. He summarized it and abridged it in one volume, and it's amazing. If a person is not strong enough to read the whole original work, then let him read the one volume that Sheikh Al-Albani has summarized. It was available in the library here for some time. I purchased it here, alhamdulillah, from the library in the masjid, the library in the masjid, alhamdulillah, the version of Sheikh Al-Albani, the ikhtisar. So the Sheikh, this is still transmission, summarized transmission from Sheikh Muhammad Al-Ithiyobi rahimahullah. He says, "Wa kitabun mufidun nafisun nafi'un jiddan." He said, and it is a very precious and beneficial and useful useful book. بعد أن ذكر عدة آيات من آيات الاستواء والعلو منصه. After mentioning several verses regarding the istiwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla, rising over the throne, and the ulu, the highness of Allah, he said, يعني ذهبي فإن أحببت يا عبد الله عاد صاف فقف مع نصوص القرآن والسنة ثم انظر ما قاله الصحابة والتابعون وأئمة التفسير في هذه الآيات وما حكوه من مذاهب السلف. If you desire fairness, you want to be just, O slave of Allah, then stand with the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. And you stand with them and stop with them. You move with them and stop with them. Then look at what the companions, the tabi'een, and the imams of tafsir, they said regarding. And the imams of tafsir, they said regarding these verses. And what they conveyed from the way of the salaf. You see the methodology, we went to the imams of hadith and then the imams of tafsir. And we seen what they said, two of them. Alhamdulillah. Now we're seeing what those who came after him, he's following their same way. He's advising with the same way. He said after this, rahimahullah, فَإِنَّنَا عَلَىٰ اِعْتِقَادٍ صَحِيحٍ وَعَقْدٍ مَتِينٍ مِنْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ تَقَدَّسَ اسْمُهُ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ وَأَنَّ إِمَانَنَا بِمَا ثَبَتَ مِنْ نُعُوتِهِ كَإِمَانِنَا بِذَاتِهِ الْمُقَدَّسَةِ كَإِمَانِنَا بِذَاتِهِ الْمُقَدَّسَةِ إِذِ الصِّفَاتُ تَابِعَةٌ الْمَوْصُوفِ. He said, for we are upon sound belief and firm conviction that Allah, the Exalted, glorified is His name, has no likeness, no comparison. And that our faith in His affirmed attributes is like our faith in His sacred essence. Since the attributes follow the one described. So the same way that we believe in the sacred essence of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He exists, but His essence and existence is not like the existence of anything in the creation. And that's affirmed and very clear. The that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la tushbihu dhawat. La tushbihu dhawat. There's no essence or there's no existence in the creation that resembles the existence and the essence of Allah the Almighty. But we affirm for Him His essence and His existence. You understand that? So in the same manner that we believe in the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal and His divine sacred essence, we believe in His attributes in the same manner. Then the karama fi sifat far'un an the kalam fi dhat, because to speak about the attributes of something is based upon knowing the essence of it. If you don't know the essence of something or the reality of the existence of something, how can you describe its attributes, characteristics, and traits? Huh? You understand? So before we can talk about how the characteristics, traits, and attributes of our Lord are, we have to see Him. And we haven't seen Him. We have to see the event. We have to see the essence, His existence. Or we have to have reliable information, revelation. And Allah, in the revelation, He did not clarify for us how His attributes are. You understand that? So to speak about the attributes and how they are, and to delve into this affair, requires for you to know the reality of the essence and the existence of that thing. So this is something that is clear. This is what He's saying now. So we're upon sound belief. Our creed is firm. And our conviction likewise is firm. We're certain about what we believe in, that Allah the Exalted, glorified is His name. He has no likeness. There's nothing like Him. There's nothing resembling Him. And that our faith in His affirmed attributes, I mean, the attributes that are affirmed in the book and the sunnah, is like our faith in His sacred essence. We believe in them in one. The same way we believe in the existence and the essence of Allah, we believe in His attributes that He affirmed for Him, tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the same manner. In the same sense, the attributes followed the one described. He says, rahimahullah, فَنَعْقِرُ وَجُودَ الْبَارِينَ وَنُمَيِّزُ ذَاتِهُ الْمُقَدَّسَ عَنَ الْأَشْبَاءِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ نَعْقِرَ الْمَاهِيَّةِ فَكَذَلِكَ الْقَوْلُ فِي صِفَاتِهِ نُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَنَتَعَقَّلُ وُجُودَهَا وَنَعْلَمُهَا فِي الْجُمْلَةِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ نَتَعَقَّلَهَا أَوْ نُكَيِّفَهَا أَوْ نُمَثِّلَهَا بِصِفَاتِ خَلْقِهِ تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ عُلُوًّا كَبِيرًا. We affirm the existence of the Creator, and we distinguish His sacred essence from all likeness without comprehending its how. We affirm the existence of the Creator, and we distinguish His sacred essence from all likeness. His existence is not like anything that in the creation, without comprehending its how. But we don't know how it is, but it's not like the creation. Likewise, regarding His attributes, we believe in them, acknowledge their existence, and know them in general without comprehending them or asking how. Knowing them in general, meaning knowing that hand means hand, and seeing means seeing. Hearing means hearing, and mercy means mercy. We know what mercy means. We know what love means. We know what hate means. Right? But the mercy of a man for his wife is not more like the mercy, for example, of a camel for the baby camel. Right? It's different. It's different. And the knowledge of a grown man is not like the knowledge of a small boy. Right? But they both have knowledge. But their knowledge is different. The knowledge of a scholar is not like the knowledge of a jahil. Right? And the patience of the forbearing is not like the patience of the reckless. For example, but they both got patience, right? But they're not the same. They're not the same. They can both be described with that affair in certain circumstances, but they're not the same. They're not the same. So if that's the case in the creation, then we know the meaning of these affairs. And Allah, He's described with them because He described them Himself. Allah, He described Himself with them. But there's no resemblance to how they are to creation. We don't delve into that affair. So we know what they mean in biljumla. We know what they mean in general, and the meaning of the terms, the meaning of the words, the meaning of the attributes, but how they are, we don't delve into that. We don't ask how, nor do we liken them to the attributes of the creation. Exalted is Allah. Exalted is Allah, far and high above that. He mentioned another transmission. This is again summarized. قال الحافظ بن حجر رحمه الله في فتح الباري. The Hafiz ibn Hajar, he died in the year 852 in Fath al-Bari, the explanation of Sahih Bukhari. He says, قال شهاب الدين الزهراوي في كتابه العقيدة له أخبر الله في كتابه وثبت عن رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الاستواء والنزول والنفس واليد والعين فلا يتصرف فيها بتشبيه ولا تعطيل إذ لولا إخبار الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تجاسر عقل أن يحوم حول ذلك الحمى. شهاب الدين As-Suhrawardi, he said in his book Al-Aqidah, Allah informed us, and this is transmission from Ibn Hajar, from this man here, As-Suhrawardi. He says, Allah informed us in his book, and it is authentically established from, and it is authentically established from his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Al-Istiwa, rising over the throne, the descent, the self, the nafs, and the that, and the hand, and the eye. None of these are to be subjected to tashbih, likening them to the creation, or at-ta'til. For had it not been that Allah and His Messenger informed us of them, no intellect would dare to approach this matter. No intellect would dare to say these things about Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah descends, that Allah rose above the throne. This is not something you can understand without an evidence. We can understand it generally, the ulu. This is something that's ingrained in the fitrah and can be understood by the sound mind. Likewise, the attribute of ulu, that Allah is high and lofty. But al-istiwa has preceded as a specific type of ulu. This is only understood by revelation. This is only understood by revelation. So had it not been for revelation, we would not say such things. We would not say that Allah has a hand. Had Allah not said that He has a hand. And had it not been affirmed that the Messenger said He has a hand. So since it's affirmed from Allah and His Messenger that He has a hand, then we affirm it in that manner. That's why. And that's why. This is very clear, right? Alhamdulillah. He says, وَقَالَ الطَّيْبِ هَذَا هُوَ الْمَذْهَبُ الْمُعْتَمِدُ وَبِهِ يَقُولُ السَّلَفُ الصَّالِحُ الطَّيْبِ, he said, he died in the year 743. This is the relied upon creed. And this is the sound and firm creed. And this is what the righteous and pious Salaf, they affirmed. وَقَالَ غَيْرُهُ لم ينقل عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا عن أحد من الصحابة من طريق صحيح التصريح بوجوب تأويل شيء من ذلك ولا المانع من ذكره ومن المحال أن يأمر الله نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم بتبليغ ما أنزل إليه بتبليغ ما أنزل إليه من ربه وينزل عليه اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم ثم يترك هذا الباب فَلَا يُمَيِّزُ مَا يَجُوزُ نِسْبَتُهُ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا لَا يَجُوزُ. Others from the scholars, this is still the transmission of Ibn Hajar rahimahullah. It has not been authentically transmitted from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nor from any of his companions that they explicitly required the interpretation of any of this. And they never ordered that you must interpret any of the attributes. You must make ta'wil. Interpret means to make ta'wil. The hands means this. The hands means that. Or the rahmah means this. Or the muhabba means that. They didn't make these interpretations like this. They didn't make these, in reality, misinterpretations like this. They mentioned them as they came. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he conveyed them as he was ordered. And they conveyed it as they heard it. An indication again that they understood these texts upon the apparent meaning. Upon the apparent meaning. They never told anyone, oh, you have to make this interpretation. This word means that. Doesn't mean this, it means that. What is intended from this attribute is this, not that. Don't be mistaken. Don't be mistaken. Don't think the wrong thing. Right? They didn't say that. Rather, these attributes that came and they didn't make the interpretation like these people they claim, it's ta'wil, and nor did they order that. And there's likewise, nor that they prohibited mentioning it. And no one ever prohibited saying that Allah is above his throne. No one ever prohibited saying that, and from the early generations, that where is Allah? Like the deviant that says today from the Asha'ir on the light side. You can't say that. You can't say that. Where is Allah? But we've seen that the Messenger, he said, where is Allah? Where is Allah? But so they claimed that. But the Salaf, they never forbade that. They never forbade saying that Allah has hands. And they never ordered the people to misinterpret the hands. And they never clarified or said, oh, the hands actually means this or that. They left it like that, meaning it's an apparent meaning. Basically, committed to he shay. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. He said, and it is impossible that Allah would command His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to convey what was revealed to him from his Lord, and then Allah revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this day I have perfected, completed your religion for you, yet leave this matter without clarification, not distinguishing what may be ascribed to him from what may not. It's not possible that would happen, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be ordered to convey the message in entirety. And he would strive, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until the extent that in the end of his life, Allah reveals to his Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. On this day, I completed your deen for you. I completed your deen for you. And the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left off this major issue of clarifying what's permissible and not permissible to say about Allah, azza wa jalla, like these people they claim. Is that possible? That's not possible. That's not possible. His point is clear. Said, yeah, leave this matter without clarification, not distinguishing what may be ascribed to him and to Allah from what may not. مَا هَلْضِهِ عَلَى التَّبْلِيغِ عَنْهُ بِقَوْلِهِ لِيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ حَتَّى نَقَلُوا أَقْوَالُهُ وَأَحْوَالُهُ وَأَحْوَالُهُ وَصِفَاتِهِ وَمَا فُعِلَ بِحَضْرَتِهِ. Until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is urging him to convey from him, as he said, let those who are present convey to those who are absent. Thus they transmitted his statements, his actions, his circumstances, his characteristics, and whatever occurred in his presence. They narrated all of that. Yet there is issues with regards to the Tawheed of Allah, and the names and attributes of Allah that they did not narrate or clarify, that they left off any ambiguously, this is not possible. This is not possible. Again, indicating that these attributes, these texts of the attributes, they're understood on the apparent meaning. Because the Quran is guidance. Guidance for mankind. And it's light. In order to ponder over it. How can it be guidance if the terms mean something different than what the apparent meaning? And we don't know. And it was not clarified from the Prophet nor the companions, that different meaning. How could it be guidance? Right? How could it be guidance? It would not be guidance. Right? How could you ponder over the Quran if you don't know what the words mean? If you don't know what the words mean, how could you ponder over the Quran? You don't know what love means, what punishment means. You don't know what seeing means and what hearing means. It means something else. It means something else. How could you ponder over the Quran? It's not possible. So the methodology is that it is affirmed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner befitting His Majesty. And the meaning is known clearly from the Arabic language. The transmission from Fath Ibari continues, mentioned, فدل على أنهم اتفقوا على الإيمان بها على الوجه الذي أراده الله منها ووجب تنزيهه عن مشابهة المخلوقات بقوله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. This proves that they agreed upon believing in them in the manner Allah intended, while affirming transcendence, meaning free of any defect or fault or resemblance, above resembling the creation, but is free, holy and pure, from lofty and high, and glorified above resembling the creation in any manner. As Allah said, there is nothing like unto Him, and He is the All-Hearer, the All-Seer. فَمَنْ أَوْجَبَ خِلَافَ ذَلِكَ بَعْدَهُمْ فَقَدْ خَالَفَ سَبِيلَهُمْ وَبِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى التَّوْفِيقِ. So whoever obligates otherwise after them, and after the Salaf, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, Atba' Tabi'een, then he has opposed their path. Whoever says you have to do this or do that with regards to these attributes in order to make this the proper interpretation, or to understand them in the light like this, then he has opposed their path, and with Allah is all success. قال الجامع عفى الله تعالى عنه. Any the compiler, and this is any the statement now, and the commentary of the one who compiled this work, any that we're reading from, explanation of Ad-Dirmidhi, and any meaning, this is now the commentary, or the brief conclusion of the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Adi, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Adi ibn Adam al-Ethiopi, rahimahullah. He says, قد تبين بما ذكر من نصوص هؤلاء الأئمة العلام أن الحق هو إثبات صفات الله على ما جاءت به نصوص الكتاب والسنة الصحيحة من غير تشبيه ولا تمثيل ولا تأويل ولا تعطيل بل على ما يليق بجلاله. It has become clear from the text of these eminent scholars that the truth is to affirm the attributes of Allah as they have come in the text of the Quran and authentic Sunnah without liking them to the creation, making tashbih or tamthil, comparing them to the creation, or ta'wil, false interpretation, or ta'atil, denying them, but rather in a way befitting His Majesty. Affirming them, but rather not doing these, but affirming them by in a manner befitting His Majesty. وَهَذَا هُوَ الَّذِي أَجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَفِ وَمَنْ سَارَ عَلَى طَرِيقَتِهِمْ وَسَلَكَ سَبِيلَهُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ بِالْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. And this is what the Salaf agreed upon. And whoever follows their way from the people of knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah. وَلَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ مَنْ قَالَ. And how excellent is the one who said, or is the saying of the one who said, وَكُلُّ خَيْرٍ فِي اتِّبَاعِ مَنْ سَلَفْ وَكُلُّ شَرٍ فِي ابْتِدَاعِ مَنْ خَلَفْ. And all good is following those who came before in the Salaf, and all evil is in the innovations of those who came later. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Oh, our Lord, let not our hearts deviate after you have guided us, and grant us mercy from you. Truly, you are the bestower. Allahumma, arina al-haqqa haqqan, warzuqna tiba'a, warina al-batila batila, warzuqna shinaba. Oh Allah, show us the truth as truth, and grant us the ability to follow it. And show us falsehood as falsehood, and grant us the ability to avoid it and stay away from it. Allahumma fatir al-samawati wal-ard, adim al-ghaybi wal-shahada, anta tahkumu bayna ibadika fima kanu fihi ikhtalifun. Ihdina lima ikhtulifa fihi min al-haq, bi-iznika innaka tahdi man nasha'u ila صراط مستقيم إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم آمين. انتهى كلامه رحمه الله. O Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, knower of the unseen and the seen, you will judge between your servants concerning that wherein they differ. Guide us to the truth regarding that which they differ in by your permission. Verily, you guide whom you will to the straight path. Amin. This here is the end of the transmission from Sheikh Muhammad Al-Ethiopi, rahimahullah, in his explanation of Jami' Tirmidhi. It's commentary on this one narration. The narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts the charity of those who give charity from the lawful earnings. And Allah, He accepts nothing except that which is pure and good. He accepts it in His right hand, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and He raises it, nurtures it until it grows for one of you, even to the extent that a small morsel will become like the size of Mount Uhud, yani in its weight and its vastness and greatness. He benefit for the believer. So these attributes will be affirmed in for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He affirmed them for Himself in a manner befitting His majesty. In a manner befitting His majesty. There are a few pages left. We have time to read this portion here, inshallah. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah the Most High, He said, this is a verse only from the book of Allah, Azza wa Jalla, Surah Al-A'raf. Indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then He rose over the throne, and in a manner befitting His majesty. He brings the night as a cover over the day, seeking it rapidly, and He created the sun, the moon, the stars are subjected to His command. Surely, His is the creation and the commandment. Blessed be Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Qadi ibn Kathir, rahimahullah. Ibn Kathir, he died in the year 774. وَمَا قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. As for the statement of Allah the Most High, and then He rose over the throne. فَلِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْمَقَامِ مَقَالَاتٌ كَثِيرَةٌ جِدًّا لَيْسَ هَذَا مَوْضِعُ بَصِّهَا. He said the people, and it was ascribed to Al-Islam, they have many statements about this matter, which this is not the place to elaborate here. He says, وَإِنَّمَا يُسْلَكُ فِي هَذَا الْمَقَامِ مَذْهَبُ السَّلَفِ الصَّالِحِ. Rather, the path to be followed here with regards to the likes of these verses is the way of the pious predecessors. He makes examples. Malikun, wal-Awza'i, wal-Thawri, wal-Layth ibn Sa'd, wal-Shafi, wa-Ahmad ibn Hanbal, wa-Ishaq ibn Rahuya, wa-Ghayruhum. Yani Malik, he died in 179. Al-Awza'i, he died in 156. Al-Thawri, he died in 161. Layth ibn Sa'd, he died in 175. Al-Shafi'i, he died in 204. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he died in 241. Ishaq ibn Rahuya, he died in 238. And others from the Imams of the Muslims. وَهُوَ إِمْرَارُ وَهَاكَمَا جَاءَتْ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَكِيفٍ وَلَا تَشْبِيهٍ وَلَا. And that is to let them pass as they came, affirming them without asking how, or imagining how, or liking them, or resembling them to the creation, without denying them whatsoever. وَالظَّاهِرُ الْمُتَبَادِرُ إِلَىٰ أَذْهَانِ الْمُشَبِّهِينَ مَنْفِيٌ عَنِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُشْبِهُهُ شَيْءٌ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ وَلَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. The apparent meaning that comes to the minds of the mushabbiha, not the apparent meaning of the text, the apparent meaning that comes to the minds of those who resemble Allah to the creation. They said, hand, oh no, hands is like hands. The mushabbiha, they say hands is like hands. Istiwa is like istiwa. And so they say that Allah, one of the reasons why He doesn't make istiwa, because if somebody makes istiwa, like for example, on a ship, ثُمَّ تَسْتَوَى عَلَى ذُهُورِ. If you get onto a ship, what happens if the ship goes down? Huh? You go down too, right? If the ship goes down and you're on top of the boat, what's going to happen to you? You're going to stay floating? La, you're going to go down. So they say, so the one who makes istiwa on something, he needs that thing. And if it falls, he will fall. So therefore, Allah, He's in need of the throne, if you affirm for Him istiwa. You understand? These are some of the deviant doubts that they have, because they cannot imagine istiwa except the way that a human being does it, or a creature does it, or creation does it. They forget that Allah, He's not like the creation. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Yastawi kama yaliku bi jalalihi wa azamatihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand? He makes that istiwa, rising above the throne in a manner befitting His majesty. Not like the creation. Not like the creation. Allah, He doesn't need anything. This is from the foolish things that they say. The foolish things that they say. So the meaning of tashbih that comes in their head, that comes in their mind, oh, knowledge means like knowledge. Like he. For example, they say, Allah doesn't speak. Why? Why doesn't Allah speak? They say, oh, because if you speak, it requires for you to have vocal cords. And it requires for you to have a lip and a tongue. And Allah, He doesn't have that. Audhu billah, and we said that He has vocal cord, He has this and He has that. Right? You can't speak except for you have these vocal cords, you have these other organs that's used for speech. Subhanallah, this is what they claim. So speaking in their mind is the only like the human being. So the human being, for his speech to work, he has to have these vocal cords and these other things. You understand that? So they say, so that since that's the case and that's the reality of speaking, then Allah, He doesn't speak. But what about the rock that used to give the salam to the Prophet? You know about that? There's the Hajar in Mecca. A stone in Mecca that used to say, Assalamu alaikum ya Muhammad. You understand that? A rock. Did he have a tongue and a lip and vocal cords? Huh? قل أن تقوه الله الذي أنطق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون. Allah, he will cause them to speak as he wills. On the day of resurrection, he will make people's, their body parts, their skin will speak and testify against them. Their hands will speak against them. Their feet will speak against them. وَلِيَدِ بِاللَّهِ. So we don't say, oh, how Allah, he can't speak because if you speak, you have to have lips and vocal cord and this and this and this. That's all falsehood. Stop thinking about the creation. Barakallahu fiqh. Understand the deviant. So this is what he's saying here. والظاهر المتبادر إلى أذهان المشبهين منفي عن الله. The apparent meaning that comes to the minds of those who make tashbih, the apparent meaning of the resembling to the creation is negated from Allah. It's negated from Allah, and there's no resemblance to Allah. فإن الله لا يشبه شيء من خلقه, because Allah nothing resembles Him from His creation. What's the proof? ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. It's nothing like unto him, and he's all hearing, all seeing. بل الأمر كما قال الأئمة منهم نعيم ابن حمال الخزاعي شيخ البخاري من شبه الله بخلقه فقد كفر ومن جحد ما وصف الله به نفسه فقد كفر وليس فيما وصف الله به نفسه ولا رسوله تشبيه. Rather, the matter is as the imams have said, among them نعيم Ibn Hamad al-Khuzai, rahimahullah, he died in 228, the teacher of al-Bukhari. He said, whoever likens Allah to his creation has disbelieved. And whoever denies what Allah describes himself with has disbelieved. And there's no likening, tashbih, resemblance, in what Allah has described himself with, nor in what his messenger had described him with. You understand that? There's no tashbih in what Allah, he said about himself. And there's no tashbih in what the messenger of Allah said about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make tashbih is disbelief. And to deny the attributes is disbelief. And in the Quran and Sunnah, there's no tashbih. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ. The fire will not be full حَتَّى يَضَعَ فِيهَا رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ قَدَمَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The fire will not be full until the mighty Lord puts his foot on the fire. Then it will be full. So we affirmed him. There's no tashbih here. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Just like he has hearing and seeing that's not like the creation, he has a foot that's not like the creation, tabaraka wa ta'ala. He has a face that's not like the creation, tabaraka wa ta'ala. He has hands that are not like the creation, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sometimes people say, man, these guys are going serious with regards to this. You know about this man here, Nu'aym ibn Hamad? He died. He died in prison. He was in 228. He faced the issues and the trials of claiming that the Quran is created. Like these people who deny the attributes. From the attributes they deny is that speech of Allah. And they say the Quran is created. And they forced people to say that. And those who didn't say that, they're imprisoned or tortured or killed. He was imprisoned, tortured, and killed. And he was buried in his shackles, in his clothes, and they didn't pray on him as a disbeliever. In their mind, this is what happened to him, because he refused to answer them. He refused to respond to them and claim the Quran was created. He stood firm on his creed, on his belief, until they killed him. He was in the prison, and he stayed in the prison. And he was in shackles. Until he died in that manner, rahimahullah, and then they didn't even watch him or pray on him. They threw him in a hole. With his shackles on, rahimahullah ta'ala, standing firm on the sunnah, standing firm for the creed of tawheed. This is the creed of tawheed. This is tawheed. This is about the Lord of the worlds. Don't take it lightly. Don't let people say whatever they want about Allah azza wa jal. Don't let people say whatever they want about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, why every time you talk about the birthday, because they won't be quiet. They keep ascribing these things falsely to the Prophet Muhammad. So long as they do that, the people of the sunnah will stand up and tell you you're wrong. That's not from the deen of Allah. That's not from the deen of Allah. So long as they call to innovation, so long as they call to deviation, so long as they have misinterpreted understandings and in deviant understandings, the people of the sunnah, they will stand. The people of sunnah, they will sacrifice. The people of sunnah, they will go with it head to head, clarifying with truth, clarifying with knowledge, clarifying with proof, putting their honor and reputation on the line to defend the sunnah of the Prophet, to defend the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long as they call to the birthday, we're going to tell them that that's falsehood. Then if they start claiming that these attributes are misinterpreted or you interpret them this way, we're going to clarify that it's falsehood. And this is the way. And this is the jihad. And this is the striving and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas and with sidq and with knowledge and insight and clarification. Knowledge and insight and clarification. He said, rahimahullah, Ibn Kathir, فَمَنْ أَثْبَتَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَا وَرَدَتْ ما ورد به الآيات الصريحة والأخبار الصحيحة على وجه الذي يليق بجلال الله تعالى ونفى عن الله تعالى النقائص فقد سلك السبيل الهدى. So whoever affirms for Allah what has come in the explicit clear text verses and authentic narrations in a manner befitting the majesty of Allah and negates from Allah all imperfections, deficiencies, or shortcomings, then he has indeed followed the path of guidance. Then he has indeed followed the path of guidance. We ask Allah by his grace and his mercy to put us on the path of guidance and to show us the truth and to make us love it and to prefer it and to live upon it and die upon it and be resurrected upon the sunnah of the Prophet with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. رضي الله عنهم وحسن أولئك رفيقا هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم